This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Roger, what we recently learned?
What's that? I'm always happy to learn something.
Well, yeah, no, from the Iran bombing, it's just the absolute supremacy of the U.S. military. And our tech.
Yeah.
I mean, even Israel doesn't have the bombers. We do.
Well, nothing like the stealth, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're a liberal, you hate America. That just seems so unfair. Right? I know, like, how are we even going to have enemies if we don't help them?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, we're literally running out of enemies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, my X feed is a literal library of USAID going all the way back to the time of Donald Trump funding our enemies, and the more our enemies kill us and other people, the more excited that they would get at USAID. Those liberals inside USAID, you know, the ones with the rainbow flags and the nose rings and the multicolored hair.
And the more money they needed.
Right, the more money they would need just to make it even more fair, right?
Yeah,
and they were more so. Like, if you're killing a lot of people, like say Hamas,
it's only reasonable.
But it's only reasonable. And I started looking into this actually before it was cool, because Senator Tom Cotton blew the whistle and said, "Wait a minute, USAID had sort of stealth funded Hamas almost $1 billion because Samantha Power, a very evil individual who was a holdover from Obama, had forgotten to ask a very important question. Look, I get she's busy. She's married to Cass Sunstein. She's got kids. So you can forget important things like asking Hamas, like asking charities you're giving $1 billion to. Are you affiliated with Hamas?
Right. Or any other organization that would like to see us all dead.
Right. Like them.
Yeah.
The rapists on the hand gliders. Those guys, they're great otherwise. But I mean, yeah, no, they're a problem. And so they had, and you know, I wondered this, Roger, because we kept hearing about how, like, you know, Gaza's so broke and they don't have any food and people are standing in lines
destitute,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And it's weird though, because you would see these, like, you know, missiles go flying over from Israel, but then they would be returned. There'd be missiles come back from Hamas and you'd be like, you know, in Gaza, you'd be like, where are they getting the money from that? USAID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so, like, look, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they've always been big fans of funding our enemies and have done it for very long, as I've documented. They were absolutely busted up last week, blistered Trump for defunding USAID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because now it's not even going to be fair. I mean, think how boring wars will be. We'll come in, curb stomp them in, I don't know, 25 minutes or less, and then we'll just go right back watching football. You know what I mean?
And they've got a storied history. I mean, they were the ones paying off the warlords in Afghanistan.
This goes, you know, like the poppies that they were growing to fund the IEDs that then blow the legs off our troops?
Yeah.
And then Tunnel to Towers has to build them houses because they don't have legs, so they need special houses. And I would be like, you know, maybe it'd be cheaper if we just, like, didn't fund the Taliban. I mean, that's crazy. Well, anyway, I've got this on my X feed. Actually, you can scroll down and find it. We funded the poppy farms via USAID for $200 million, totally monetized them so that it would increase their yield by 8 times.
Yeah, bailed them out.
Yeah, so then they can build the IEDs, go to war, and kill us. All this was during the Trump administration, but we weren't wise to it back then, right? So George Bush is mad because who are we going to fight if USAID doesn't fund them? I mean, after Abbeygate and the murder of the 13 at Abbeygate plus 100 plus Afghans, they got so excited about what was going on there at USAID, they sent almost $2 billion to the Taliban.
Billion.
Yeah, billion. Yeah. In actual stacks, you could see the pictures of the dollars on right. pallets being sent to the Taliban. And yeah. my favorite is this one shot from the Gatestone Institute. And it's this Talibani, and he is standing there, as I would be too. He's sitting there actually next to his stack of cash. Yeah. And he looks like it's like a child on Christmas morning. He is so excited.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So that's USAID. And we can all be grateful that they are no longer in business. The problem is, before that, they might have, Roger, quietly sent thousands of viruses to China.
Yeah.
Like viruses that, like, if you had the technology that, say, Fauci gave them.
In certain laboratories.
Funded you can make a bioweapon.
Well.
You want to take a guess what address they sent it to in China? I mean, like what city? What got a guess?
Would it be where the home of a famous pharmaceutical laboratory and testing facility has been known about for many years, actually?
Yeah, the Wuhan lab.
Wuhan.
Also known as the foremost bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army.
That's just a subsidiary.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Wholly owned, but just a subsidiary.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Daily Caller, breaking this story, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, one of the most evil organizations on the entire planet, reportedly shipped thousands of viruses to a Chinese military-linked biolab in, say it with me, Wuhan. Well, this, you know, you don't even read the, you don't even have to read the article, Roger. You already know where it went. It's just so predictable.
Unfortunately, predictable is the word, but it seems to catch a lot of people by surprise.
I know.
In very high places.
USAID sent 11,000 viral samples to the Wuhan Institute of Virology over the course of a 10-year program, despite not having any formal agreement with the laboratory, according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller. The viruses were reportedly sent to the infamous epicenter of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, with the exportation being funded by USAID, which seemingly failed to devise a strategy that would prevent the samples from becoming bioweapons. Small oversight.
Yes, they forgot about the safeguard thing, yeah.
And also failed to develop a strategy for them to stay accessible to the U.S. government.
But I wonder if they even got a receipt.
Oh, there's the documents. The $210 million USAID program dubbed PREDICT.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which failed to implement a long-term storage plan for the bioweapons it sent to China.
Oh, come on.
When funding ceased. Was spearheaded by the University of California, Davis, and involved gathering virus samples from around the world. See, China was not doing a good enough job killing us and everyone else, and so we had to help. It's part of the pattern.
And it was a money-saving thing, too, you know, let the college kids do that.
Yeah, let the college kids do that.
Yeah.
I'm just referring to that video where they were like, and then we found out Trump is going to defund us, and they were coming in, and Doge was coming in, so we had to take down all of our rainbow flags.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
They did.
And they were like,
and Voice of America was just vitriolic in their scoring of the administration. I tuned in a couple of stations just out of curiosity to see their reaction. And it was.
I'm personally wondering. I mean, yes, you had now the new lie is 11,000 people have died of tuberculosis since Trump defunded USAID, and all these people they're dying. And I would argue that actually less people are dying now that we have defunded USAID. I mean, like, who's going to pay for the bioweapons now? I mean, who's going to transfer the deadly viruses? And the answer is nobody that I know of.
Apparently nobody on at least the federal payroll. So,
yeah, I'm trying to understand here. I mean, China's our worst enemy on Earth. You're shipping them bioweapons. over at in Fauciville, they're shipping them via Echo Health Alliance the ability that they did not have, the science that they did not have to weaponize those viruses. It's called gain of function.
Mm-hmm.
How are these people not in prison? Can you not make a good treason case?
And, of course, they're also the world's deadliest polluter.
Which really seems like not a small thing compared to this.
Well, so the question is, how can we make a case? Who do we sue?
I don't know, but there's no statute of limitations on treason. Roll the dice. Give it a try. If for nothing else than just our entertainment, you know, we can run it on C-SPAN. So.
Certainly liven up C-SPAN a little.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of treason, while we're on the subject.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever think you'd see a time in America where the heads of our two foremost intel agencies are both under criminal investigation simultaneously?
Not since the McCarthy era.
No. Turns out McCarthy was on to something. We should have listened to that guy.
Touché.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With a smile on my face, I'm happy to report this morning that the two biggest thugs in the U.S. government, James Comey and John Brennan, who also happen to be the heads of our two largest and most famous intel agencies, the FBI and CIA, are now referred for prosecution and officially under criminal investigation. Good. Part of the problem, though, is that the statute of limitations on the worst of their crimes has expired. Folks, remember who Brennan is for a moment? A full whore of Brennan. You can Google this and just even see some of this. This guy illegally spied on members of the Senate, including Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham. When they were investigating the CIA, he was investigating them. That's the kind of thug he is. And he lied about it. Then he got busted. He lied about it under oath, which is, of course, a felony. He's committed so many felonies, I've lost track. Lied about it to the faces of the people he was spying on, and then was allowed to come back in later when irrefutable evidence emerged that it was, in fact, the case, and apologize, essentially admitting that he'd committed perjury. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. They didn't even fire the guy. So he legally spied on members of Congress, no predicate, no warrant, because he just thinks he's God. They huffed and puffed about it, Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham alike, in interviews, but never did a darn thing. He got away with it. Can you understand how hard it is to crack this and why, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, we still just can't see. If the intel agencies want Epstein protected, he's going to be protected. I mean, if you could do that to the faces of the Congress members who are supposed to oversee you, but who you no doubt have compromise on, and get away with it? Oh, this guy's off the chain. The idea that one of them could ever actually be convicted seems impossible. And look, folks, unfortunately, the jurisdiction of this is the post-American territory of the D.C. federal court. So they'll probably be rewarded for the liberal jury. I don't know that we'll ever get a conviction unless if there's a trial, they can move it out of D.C. to non-post-American, like, say, red territory, still recognizably American. Then we can maybe have some jurisprudence, but I don't know. But just having them be investigated, maybe the left forced to finally confront the fact that Russia collusion was a hoax, is enough. Our side, by the way, is not doing a very good job explaining the crimes these two committed. They're babbling on about Hillary Clinton, you know, dossiers and stuff. People's eyes glaze over. Ned Ryun nailed it pretty well, though. Here's the big picture from Fox News. It's today's first epic rant.
There's going to be people on the left and the corporate propagandists who are going to start screaming, this is political revenge. This is about settling political scores. That has nothing to do with any of that. This actually has to do with restoring the rule of law and the equal application of the law. You know, John Brennan, of everything that we're seeing now, went out of his way to include the fake Steele dossier, which he knew was fake, in that 2017 ICA, to legitimize that document so it could be justifiably used to target the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And then James Comey and Andrew McCabe and James Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI, knowingly used the fake Steele dossier, not once, not twice, four times, to secure those FISA warrants to backdoor spying on Donald Trump. This is a gross and egregious abuse of power and of trust, and I would consider highly illegal acts. And so for me, Laura, this isn't just about the present. In many ways, this is about who are we going to be 20 years from now? The American people have lost a lot of confidence in our institutions, and the way that we restore trust is to actually have consequences for the wrongdoing that has been, I think, pretty obvious over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, after the JFK assassination, Jason, you know, people lost faith in institutions, Vietnam War, people lost faith in institutions.
So here's the problem. John Brennan knew darn well that the Steele dossier was fake and that Hillary Clinton's campaign had committed a felony paying for it. FCC slapped her on the hand. The FEC. She had to pay a fine because she's a Democrat, so she didn't get to go to prison or anything. To create the fake Steele dossier. Remember, Brennan would take it to the White House as head of the CIA to Barack Obama and Joe Biden personally and say, listen, this is fake. Hillary's campaign made it up. Russia collusion hoax is fake. And by the way, the Russians are really angry about it. And he would write handwritten notes. He's covering himself, letting everybody know, hey, listen, I told them. After that, he takes the Steele dossier, which he knows is fake, he has written is fake, has briefed the Obama White House is fake, and puts it in the Russia collusion hoax, what they call intelligence product. Then this fool goes to Congress. It says how very, very, very serious it is that Donald Trump is obviously a Russian agent, and Russia tried to get him elected. He knows that's fake, and he knows the evidence for it is fake. When Congress finally figures out the Steele dossier is fake and Hillary cooked it up, they ask him under oath, hey, did you base this Russia-Russia-Russia-gate on the Steele dossier? He says into the microphone under oath, no. Why, no, I didn't. No, it's definitely not a part of the intelligence product that we're basing that on. Well, it was. He'd insisted it be included over the objections of the top two Russia people in the CIA who are like, this is fake. Because Russia collusion was fake. And then the guy made a ton of money going on CNN and lying and lying and lying and lying. And this is why so many left-wingers need psychological help. I mean, like, really have racked up bills at the psychologist because they think that Russia took over their country. They think they nearly lived through a coup because, I mean, that, like, Obama's CIA director told them. They can't fathom the idea the guy's a lying psychopath. And I don't even count Comey, who was telling the same lies even though he knew darn well the Steele dossier was fake. He told the same lies to Congress. That's called perjury. It's a felony and it carries up to 5 years in prison. Then they took that whole mess to the FISA court. Perjured themselves multiple times. Comey signed under penalty of perjury. Yeah, James Comey. There's his name right over it. Yeah, John Roberts runs the FISA court. He's the Supreme Court Chief Justice. He could put Comey in prison. He could have put Comey in prison from the beginning. He lied to the court. It's a felony. Roberts never has, though. Wonder if he's on that Epstein list. Speaking of which, oh my, wait to hear what came out overnight about this whole Epstein thing. Folks, this is better than a spy novel. And it's got the whole internet in an uproar. Has to do with the video in the jail. And when Bill Barr, Glenn Beck, and Laura Ingraham agree, you know we're on to something. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Okay, this is plumb stupid. You know how that memo came out from the FBI and the DOJ? Epstein killed himself. And here's the video that proves it. Look, see, it covers the outside of his cell for like all the hours before his death. See, nobody came and went. They forgot to tell you the important part, though. The video camera wasn't pointed at his cell. Oops. Well, what were we watching in the thing they released with the definitive conclusion, with the video as proof, of course, that Epstein, in fact, had killed himself? Had to have, because nobody entered his cell. Oh, his video pointing at some other cells. One of them is a supply closet. Well, wait a minute. Where's the video of Epstein's cell? About that, there isn't any. What? What, a camera malfunctioned? Conveniently. So that's not video of Epstein's cell? No. Well, why did Team Bondi say it was? Oh. She confused? Is Kash Patel confused? Or are they just stupid? I don't even know at this point. You know, I wondered about this when I saw the video because I was like, I thought that the video malfunctioned. I mean, even Bill Barr told me that, former attorney general and arch villain, on the Jesse Waters show like 2 years ago.
When I first heard all the information and all the coincidences here, I was suspicious.
What were the coincidences? I mean, those were a lot of coincidences.
Well, one of the cameras was out.
Right.
He was supposed to have a cellmate. Cellmate left. They didn't replace the cellmate. And the guards who were supposed to check him every half hour didn't check him.
My EMT source said he was on the scene immediately to pull Epstein's body out to the morgue. And when he got to the cell, he saw seven people there touching Epstein's body and moving stuff around.
Yeah, okay. So even Bill Barr was telling us years ago, like, no, there's no video of it. I was confused when the video came. I'm like, where'd they get video? I thought the video was out. Well, they don't, it's not video. That's not Epstein's cell. It's the same floor, but it's not Epstein's cell. You know who published that, by the way? It's been out for a while. The Office of the Inspector General of the Federal Government, the DOJ, which is over the federal prison system. Listen to the guys on Glenn Beck report this yesterday.
So I looked around to see if there was any confirmation on what this cell was. And I found an OIG report from the Justice Department 2 years ago that shows the camera angle and the one camera that was actually working. So you can see the diagram, and I think we actually have it if you're watching this right now. There's a diagram that shows where this camera is. It shows where Epstein's cell is. And the big thing that stands out, Glenn, is this camera doesn't even have eyes on Epstein's cell at all. Like, not at all.
That's incredible.
Four different.
Okay. Were they trying to gaslight us? I guess. Okay. The area that the camera actually focuses on, yes, theoretically, you could walk through it and go to Epstein's cell, and it shows nobody walked through it. But the problem is, there's this whole other area on the right that you could also walk through to go to Epstein's cell. And it wasn't anywhere. So like you could have walked in there, spent 2 hours in there, come out with two black eyes and run a blood down your face from fighting Epstein for his life and there'd be no recording of it. They kind of didn't mention that. Does that seem a little dishonest to you? It did to Glenn Beck, who had this reaction.
Pam Bondi needs to be fired. Who is rolling this out? The little rascals? Pinky. Look, I got some videotape. What are you doing? This is ridiculous. This is such absolute incompetence.
Laura Ingraham dealt with it a different way. She just kind of slides it in there. And I could tell she didn't want to make a big thing out of it because she's got a lot of Trump supporters in her audience. But we don't shy away from that kind of thing.
Now, the video also doesn't show the door to Epstein's cell, but we do see what appears to be his last moments outside of it. The DOJ Inspector General says this blurry figure in orange is Jeffrey Epstein being escorted for the final time.
Yeah, and that's at 7 p.m. We don't know what happens for like 11 hours after that because the video's not on his cell. Folks, the whole thing made poor Alex Jones cry yesterday. Real tears down his face.
So now by coming in and being part of the cover-up, the Trump administration has become part of it. I mean, it's just, you cannot see it any other way. So I just got to the office. I'm going to go throw up, actually. And this only happens every few years when something really, really bad happens or something. I mean, I'm physically going to puke probably right now. My mouth is watering right now. Because I have integrity. And
here's the tears.
I just really need the Trump administration to succeed and to save this country. And they're doing so much good. And then for them to do something like this, tears my guts out. Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem. This is White House, then White House counsel for Donald Trump, Alina Habba, who, by the way, is also for years his personal attorney, explaining what they had. And this is remarkable in retrospect, about 3.5 months ago.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, information, names that will come out.
Come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability.
That's
seen
pretty
for
specific.
So many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations.
It's very, very specific. Now, Pam Bondi was asked yesterday about her claims.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive.
Yeah. She was asked about that yesterday. She says the whole thing's misunderstanding.
In February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get...
Okay. Somebody asked Alina Habba because she was like, yeah, we got flight logs. All these people are going to jail. We're going to try them. All the Johns. What do you see the list? Is it? Was she just have the file too? Was it a misunderstanding? Because that was super duper specific. I don't know, y'all. Strangest thing I've ever seen. That's saying something. Kash Patel, too, sure seems super convinced 18 months ago.
That Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list. And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick mm-hmm. Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but if release the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing?
Got me, bud. Well, Gavin Newsom sleazed his way through the state. You see that? Normally I wouldn't care about a thing like that. But here's why it's a big deal. Jim Clyburn accompanied him. Said he felt good about his chances when he visited South Carolina, critical presidential primary state. And look, Joe Biden was nearly dead. I mean, actually, his campaign, I mean, but like him too, I guess physically as well, now that we know that. But done. In fact, his campaign was on death watch. The media was joking about it till he came to see, he hadn't won a single primary, came to South Carolina. Clyburn endorsed him. He got to black vote and got him over the hill. So somehow, sleazy Newsom has gotten Clyburn to support him. He hasn't endorsed him. I mean, it's early. They'll have to see how the polling comes out after this one. But campaigning with Clyburn, yeah, that's a special privilege here in South Carolina, because Clyburn is black and beloved by the black community here. Now, to give you some idea of the kind of people that Clyburn supports, you know, he's all in on Mankami, Mo Ron Mankami, the NYC guy, who, by the way, by the day, looks like more of a disaster. Did you see what he tweeted? All these old tweets are coming back. He wants to use the government to confiscate landlords' property and house the homeless in it. Now, you know, you do that, you're going to be housing the landlords in it because they'll be homeless too. You can't just go take people's property. But that's the plan. I mean, but that's what communists do, is classic communism. I don't know if you've seen the headlines there in the last few weeks. I mean, absolutely, just absolute disaster. One of them is Mankami, post a picture online of himself flipping off the statue of Christopher Columbus, because, of course, he hates America and everything about America and American history. Said last year as mayor he would arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have him extradited to the International Criminal Court for trial. Then he got caught lying on his Columbia application for Columbia U, where, by the way, his father's a professor. He said, check the box, that he was black. He's not black. Later said, oh, well, I was trying to capture the idea that I'm Ugandan. No, that doesn't mean you're black, honey. So lied about that, but lying really is almost a prerequisite for office for Democrats. None of this seems to be denting his popularity one iota, but now the Democrat leadership that hasn't endorsed him has a problem, especially Hakeem Jeffries, who's from New York. Yeah, the House Speaker, Mankami, is now trying to figure out how to primary him. He's looking for candidates. So look, folks, you're watching, forget socialists. These people aren't socialists. These are communists. You're watching communists take over the grassroots of the Democrat Party, which is funny until one of them actually wins something. Then it's not so funny anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.